Bandu, the magician.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of White King granulated soap present for your enjoyment Chandu, the magician. And just as you enjoy listening to this radio drama of romance, intrigue, and high adventure, so will you enjoy using the soap we make. White King granulated soap. White King was the first washing machine soap ever made anywhere. When it was first perfected 30 years ago, it was a brand new idea because it was a granulated soap, not a bar soap. And it worked as no other soap had ever worked in a washing machine. No washing machine works better than the soap you use. And today, White King, a good soap for 30 years, is better than ever. There are many soaps on your grocer's counters, but none like White King for your washing machine. You will love White King granulated soap. And when you buy White King tomorrow, save the box top. And tell your friends to save their White King box tops, too. In Cairo, Frank Chandler, known in the Far East as Chandu the Magician, has met Gordon Douglas, a foreign correspondent for a press association. Douglas has quite charmed Dorothy Regent and seems most interested in writing the story of Robert Regent, Chandler's long-missing brother-in-law, who for 9 years was believed drowned on the Athenia. Chandler has refused to give Douglas any information about his search for Regent, believing newspaper speculation would result in disaster. And Douglas has agreed to write nothing without Chandler's consent. But as Chandler, Dorothy, Bob, and Betty sit in the garden of Mena House near Cairo, they do not know that Douglas is at the telephone discussing them all in a most peculiar manner. Now, the following morning, Gordon Douglas has kept an appointment in a narrow, crooked street in Cairo's native quarter. Chandu, the magician.
Come in, come in.
Oh, what a hole this is, Roxor. I thought I'd never find it.
Come to the point. You learned nothing from Chandler and his sister.
I've only seen them twice. Do you think I'm a magician?
Do not speak that word to me.
What, magician? As a matter of fact, we're lucky I got here at all. What a break that was in Rome. What would you have done if the real Douglas hadn't been given an assignment to Cairo?
You think it was by chance.
Well, wasn't it? You don't mean to say you fixed that.
Where I need to have men, I have them. Let me see the passport.
Oh, it's all right. I went to that fellow you told me about in the Via September 20. There you are. Never know that photograph hadn't been put on in America. Want to see Douglas's other papers? They're right here.
You are Douglas. Never forget it.
You don't have to bully me. I'm not one of your tame Arabs, you know.
You will obey my orders. Let there be no misunderstanding.
After what happened to Douglas, I understand. Perfect.
You can imitate his style well enough to avoid suspicion by his employer.
I've imitated so many men's styles. But by the way, we won't be able to keep this up forever, you know.
It will not be necessary. When you have done your work here, you will go. One day the body of Douglas will be found in the Tiber. It is suicide. Very simple.
So I see. Well, as I told you, Rosso, the job of getting information out of Chandler and Mrs. Regent is no snap.
What do they know about the Regent?
I talked to Mrs. Regent alone. She insists she has no idea where he is.
You think she was lying?
I'm not sure. There's a lot of casual talk about Chandler having to leave Cairo any day now. If he has any idea where Regent is, I can't see what he's waiting for.
And where is Najee?
They don't know that either. That, I believe. The kids were asking Chandler about it.
You spoke to Chandler about his magic.
Well, yes, in an offhand way. See, I can't go too far, Roxor. I'm not supposed to know anything about them.
If you have allowed them to suspect
Keep
you...
Keep your shirt on, will you?
You will show me more respect.
If I didn't have a lot of respect for your brains and your planning, I wouldn't be here. fact, if we could think of a way to work it, I would suggest telling Chandler he's a fool to hope he'll get anywhere against you.
He has been told.
Oh. But don't worry about their suspecting me. Thanks to Hafiz, that accident to Mrs. Regent was perfect. And as a reporter, I can snoop and question as much as I like.
Do not forget that idea was mine.
You don't have to sell yourself to me, Roxor. Your big plan is enough for me. So now what?
You will continue as you are. At the first opportunity, you will find out what you can about the tricks Chandler calls magic.
All right.
And you will begin at once to prepare the ground for convincing Mrs. Regent her husband is dead.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Roxor. Chandler may know for sure that he isn't.
He cannot know it. Regent has not been seen for 9 years.
All right, you know what you're doing. And see what good that'll do, though.
You are not required to see.
Listen to me a minute, will you? If I did put it over, Mrs. Regent and the kids would go back to America. Then Chandler would be free to devote all his time to blocking you.
Out of my time! I must divide myself in two pieces. One half to prevent Chandler from finding Regent, and only one half to my great plan. Nothing will stand in my way!
I agree. Too bad you can't just knock Regent off.
I must have that secret of his.
Well, I suppose so. But I can't rush my part, Roxor. Mrs. Regent is not like little Mitzi, what's-her-name, in Vienna.
That I will leave to you. You have done well in that direction before now.
Roxor, I don't care what I do. As long as we win.
I chose well when I chose you. Douglas, come to me here again tomorrow.
Right. If I can think of any excuse, whatever, I'll drop in on Mrs. Regent this afternoon.
For goodness sake, Frank, stop pacing the floor. What on earth's the matter?
I don't know, Dot.
I hope you aren't worrying about leaving us here alone for a few days.
Not as long as you stay here and none of you goes outside of the grounds.
Well, I told you we would. Sit down and relax.
I can't see why I don't hear from Washington or London. I sent those pieces of paper by airmail more than a week ago.
Oh, you mean those scraps you found in Roxor's room?
Yes. And I'm beginning to wonder if he deliberately left them for me to find.
Can't you think just as well sitting down? Makes me tired just watching you.
All right. But I can't wait indefinitely. I'll have to do something pretty soon.
Let's have some coffee. Hmm? Afternoon coffee's getting to be a habit with me. Oh, Abu, bring us some coffee, please.
I was.
And make Mr. Chandler's extra strong.
Oh, no, no, just make it the way you always do.
As you say, Effendi.
Now, Frank, there's no reason for Roxor to leave anything for you to find in his room. How could he possibly have known you'd go there?
Well, he could have told his men to let me find out he'd left Cairo, where he'd been staying.
It was Abdallah who told you that.
Now, let's not go over that again, Bob. Abdallah's all right.
But he's gone back to the desert.
That's what I told him to say.
You did?
He's really gone back to being a storyteller in the bazaars. He's looking for Roxor.
You mean you don't think Roxor's left Cairo at all?
No, no. I think he just moved to other rooms. There's something wrong, Dot. I couldn't be more sure of anything.
Well, maybe you're right. I'll never forget what the yogi said to you that first night you came home and we looked into the crystal. You do well to heed the inner voice. Remember?
Your coffee, chief.
Oh, thank you, Abu.
Abu, you've heard nothing from the princess, I suppose.
No, Yasidi.
That's all, then.
Do you know where the children are?
They are in the garden, Sid. I will call them.
No, never mind. I just wondered where they were. Frank, if anything has gone wrong, maybe it has nothing to do with your work. Maybe it's about Robert. Roxor may have decided to, well, not to keep him alive any longer.
There's no use trying to fool you about it, Dot. If Roxor ever gets his hands on Robert's drawings, he won't need Robert anymore.
And for all you know, Roxor has the drawings.
I don't think so.
But how can you...
I'd have heard of it.
But you can't be sure.
Oh, yes, I can. Things would start happening all over the world.
Well, plenty of things are happening. Didn't you hear the news broadcast last night?
That's not the kind of thing I mean, Dot.
Well, what do you mean?
can't go into it. You'll just have to believe that I know. Oh, listen. What's that?
Oh, it's Bob and Betty outside. Frank, I've wanted to ask you this for a long time. I don't want you to tell me anything that's secret or explain how it works. I don't care whether I understand it or not.
I know what you mean, Doc. Why I can't find Robert by means of the things I learned in India. Isn't that it?
Yes, it is.
Well, you won't understand it. Maybe you won't even believe it. But I'll tell you what I know myself.
You don't mean you tried that already?
The other night, I asked the yogi for help about something else. And I spoke to him about Robert.
What did he say?
He told me that in this one thing, he couldn't help me. It's something I have to do myself.
Well, you're right. I don't understand it. I wonder if he meant we weren't to find Robert after all.
Don't let yourself believe that for one moment, Doc. You can...
Mail, everybody!
Yes, I just brought it. There are a lot of letters for you, Uncle Frank.
Good. Let me see them.
And two for you, Mom, from home.
Oh, thank you, dear. Frank, did you get the one you were expecting?
No. It's not here.
There's one from Najee. I recognized her writing.
Oh. Well, where is she, Frank?
The postmark's blurry. I can't make it out. She don't say where she's writing from. Well, that's odd.
Well, when's she coming home? Mr. Douglas is sure anxious to meet her.
Frank, what is it?
I'll read it to you. And nothing about this to Douglas, Mom.
Oh, I won't say anything, Uncle Frank.
She says, I have learned something which disturbs me very much. It is possible I will need your help. But at this time, I do not wish to bring you away from Cairo, when at any moment you may find the way to Robert Regent.
She thinks he's here.
Well, if she did, she'd say so, Dot. Why didn't she tell me where she is?
Is that all the letter, Uncle Frank?
Almost, Betty. It just says, I will not ask you to join me unless I find no other way. If this happens, I know you will be ready. In the name of the 3x3, Najim.
Why does she have to be so mysterious?
Yeah. Well, it's funny she didn't tell you what she found out.
It has something to do with Roxor. I know that. Oh, I should have done this before.
Done what? You don't even know where to begin.
There's something for me in those rooms of Roxor's, Dot. And I'm going to take another look at them tonight.
Before we bring to a close our drama tonight, may we say one brief word about White King soap for summer wash days. The warmer the weather gets, the more dirt the youngsters seem to collect on their clothes. And that is when you need the wash day help of White King in your washing machine more than ever. For only honest-to-goodness soap suds can wash dirty clothes really clean. And if you think that everything that comes in boxes is soap, or if you think all soaps are pretty much alike, we suggest you try White King. You will find that everything from cowboy jeans to bright, pretty cottons, from bath towels to work clothes, comes out fresh and clean when washed in White King suds. White King washes off the surface dirt and washes out the hidden dirt, the deep-down dirt you cannot see. Try White King in your washing machine, won't you? Know what you'll say? You'll say this: I love White King. Chandu the Magician is presented for your enjoyment every weekday evening. Frank Chandler is played by Tom Collins. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu, the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.